Making after school cool.
Welcome to the Making After School Cool podcast, the link between research, practice, and theory for those interested in the activities youth are engaged in during non-school hours. The Making After School Cool podcast is produced by Case for Kids, a division of Harris County Department of Education, and I'm your host, Mike Wilson. During this time period, which can be described as the age of social unrest while experiencing a pandemic, it is quite normal for people to search for answers and explanations. However, when the answers and explanations are given to you by sources which may or may not be trustworthy, then the results can be problematic. Therefore, the topic for today's episode of the Making After School Cool podcast is strategies to recognize conspiracy theories and misinformation. So, what can we do to recognize conspiracy theories and misinformation? That is the question I pose to our guest, Mr. John Silva. John is the News Literacy Project Senior Director of Education and Training.
The challenge is finding a way to first teach young people how to verify information for themselves. And then, so this also goes to sort of the bigger issue of how do we talk to people in general about conspiracy theories, is that we need to also talk to young people and everyone about how to approach conversations about these beliefs, because most of us are finding ourselves in conflict. And we want to avoid that. So we want to find some ways to talk about that with young people. But it's a major challenge, I think, right now in particular, because so many young people are learning at home, they don't have the advantage previously of being in a classroom where it's a more academic environment and we can talk about it from an academic perspective. So it's a major challenge, and it's an uncomfortable place, I think, for a lot of young people. But fortunately, you know, teenagers, there's a couple things that happens with them, is that they get to be more curious about the world. They want to know for themselves. And, you know, as they are starting to find their own identities, you know, there is sort of a natural process where they may find themselves being more empowered to, you know, have those differing opinions from their parents. So it's really important as educators that we give them the tools to be able to sort of verify for themselves, not just accept things at face value because an adult in their life sort of has taught them that.
So please join us for our next episode, which will focus on strategies to address conspiracy theories and misinformation as we continue to explore issues relevant to the needs of the out-of-school time field.
Making after school cool.